Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. This is Sam Monson, formerly of PFF, now kind of doing his own thing, and he was on his podcast with Steve Palazzolo, and they're chopping it up about different players, and Sam Monson starts chopping it up about Nico Collins, and I like this. Says, man, maybe Nico Collins isn't getting the love, we'll hear from Nico in a second, maybe isn't getting the love that he deserves as one of the best wide receivers in the NFL right now.
I think Nico Collins deserves a piece of the conversation. The more I watch of Nico Collins tape, the more I think he's actually a lot better at the things that people don't expect him to be good at. Like, everyone thinks of Nico Collins, there's a play against the Colts, right, where they just heave it downfield and it's like in a double coverage and Nico Collins just goes up and beats two DBs for it. That's the type of play you think of when you think of Nico Collins. And he isn't as explosive off the line as certainly Jefferson and Chase and maybe a couple of other guys, but he's so much more nuanced than I thought he was as a route runner. He's incredibly quick to adjust, like when the scramble drill happens, which obviously happened quite a lot for the Texans last year. He's insanely quick to read that and start heading to the right place. His route running is way more nuanced than I gave him credit for. The production is not a fluke. It's not just a product of, hey, you've got a really big, fast guy, start heaving the ball at him. He's earning an awful lot of those targets with some really good, heady play.
Yeah, that was a fun clip to watch on the interweb, Seth, because the whole time Sam's talking, the other half of the screen was Nico just piecing up various NFL teams. I mean, you forget how many huge, huge plays. He had so many in 10 games, too. Like, he missed 5.5 games last year.
I think that's the biggest thing, obviously, in the last 2 years that's really kept him out of the conversation is the availability.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at what he was on pace to get last year. And I think it remains one of the biggest questions about him is just, okay, can he make it 17 games plus the playoffs healthy?
Yep.
Because he's an all-pro if he can. I'm glad that Sam brought up the scramble drill because going back to the Colts playoff game from a couple years ago, I mean, he's got that kind of ESP connection with C.J. Stroud. And they drill it, too. You know, everybody drills the scramble drill. But he's got the knack for it, and then he's got the size for it. That you think about the quarterback being under duress and knowing exactly where this 6'4" giant is gonna be that you can throw, and then when you add in the touch throws as he's going out of bounds. I mean, how many times we've gotten to the point now, like it was with DeAndre Hopkins, where when CJ throws the ball to Nico and Nico looks like he's sprinting a 4.3 40 out of bounds, it's right there, and he's got both toes down.
Yeah, my favorite one's the scramble drill, and we've seen CJ and Nico do it, it feels like countless times, is when CJ himself is rolling out, it looks like he's about to run out of bounds, and then he throws it back across his body, and somehow the entire defense has lost track of Nico Collins. And he's standing, it's like, in this soft spot in the defense all alone by himself.
He Steph Curry's it.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Like, you know the defensive coordinator is saying, like, we talked about this all week.
How do you
Don't lose track of Steph Curry or Nico Collins.
He's Steph Curry. We've drilled this. Both these guys, Curry and Collins, we've been telling you all week long, you idiots. Oh, my God. That's the best. Yeah, he is.
He turns NFL defensive backs into James Harden defensive backs.
He does. Yeah,
like, just like defensive backs just kind of standing around looking dopey while Steph Curry runs free.
It's crazy. Yeah. This is a good conversation that Nico had with Chris Long. We're going to be sprinkling in bits and pieces of it throughout the show. Who does Nico Collins, who's he modeled himself? He's a bigger receiver. Who does he model himself after?
When I started playing football, I kind of idolized my game after Mike Evans, Larry Fitzgerald, Julio Jones. Just those bigger body receivers, you know, like just watching how they move at the line of scrimmage, you know, seeing how they create separation during the route, you know. So those guys I've always been studying. Like now I'm Mike Evans. That's my idol, man. I've been watching Mike Evans since Texas A&M when him and Johnny Manziel was just killing Bama. Everybody, he's running post routes, man. It's unstoppable, man. Like, and just now just watching Mike Evans, man, he's an underdog. You know what I'm saying? Dog, too. Like he had 1K every single year. You've been in the league. Like, that's hard, you know? So I feel like that's one guy that's always been consistent. You know, I feel like as a receiver, you want to get that 1K.
Now, the reminder here, when Nico says he's just killing Bama all those years with Johnny Manziel, Nico Collins, Alabama native. So,
yeah, that's right. Yeah. So he's appreciating it from afar
maybe as a Bama fan. He's
breaking it down. Good job, too. That's a good way to appeal to the local fans.
Indeed.
The Mike Evans thing is interesting, and especially because it's kind of a display of the age, is that, man, he didn't point out Andre Johnson because Andre's Nico, when he was really, really watching football, Andre wasn't there. They would talk about Andre Johnson a little bit.
Yeah, we'll get to that later, in this interview. For sure. Yeah.
But, the biggest thing about Nico and that what I hope for Jaden Higgins, too, is that Nico very much moves differently than most big guys can. He can break down and get low when he's on a breaking route or when he's on a stop route. He can just, like, he's sitting down in a chair. And where you play above your 40 time, because, you know, like, Nico doesn't have that extreme blistering speed, but he's a big guy, and much like Andre Johnson, when you're a defensive back and you've got a massive human being running at you full speed, it's stressful,
yeah.
You know, like like you gotta, and then when all of a sudden he just stops on a dime, it really puts you in a bind. And it's really hard to appreciate just watching in real time what a bind he puts people in. You know, Chris had asked him what his favorite ball to catch from CJ was, and he said the deep ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, man, I love the stuff over the middle.
Yeah.
When he breaks in on a slant or a drag and they sneaks in behind a defender and CJ just slips it right through a tiny window, those are beautiful.
And then
it's not as much fun for Nico, but it's impressive just the precision that they do that
well,
with.
And he's always, when he runs plays like that, he's guaranteed to break at least one tackle. You know, like that's the thing, he gets ahead of steam and he's running over guys. That's fun to watch. You know, like he is a physical wide receiver. Chris Long asked Nico Collins, and this circles back, I think, Seth, a little bit, this answer to some of what we're talking about here with trying to stay healthy. Nico had a big jump in his performance, obviously, once C.J. Stroud got here, but there were a lot of tweaks that he made to what he does in the offseason after suffering some injuries early on in his career. This is Nico. It's a bit of a long cut, but it's a good one, on making the jump in performance to where he's now one of the best wide receivers in football.
I feel like, man, my first 2 years was like, not being healthy, not staying on the field.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a long season. They're from college. You know, you got that extra season you feel like, you know, 17 yeah. games in college, used to 12, 15 if you make it that far, you know. So for me, it was more just body fatigue, muscles, you know, just seeing how my groins and hamstrings can sustain, you know, 17 games, you know, practices, everything. So I feel like for me, man, it was always those first 2 years was, you know, groins, you know, hamstrings, the soft tissue injuries, you know, things that can really be preventable, you know, just based off your routine, based off what you're putting inside your body, you know, and just how you take care of your body, you know. So I feel like for me, my first 2 years, man, was a year to learn, you know, take, you know, advice from Brandon Cooks, Chris Conley, Dola, you know, guys that have been around the league for a minute, you know, that's been successful with their bodies, you know, just seeing what they're doing after practice, you know, how they're taking care of their bodies and getting ready to prep for the game. And I feel like those, my first 2 years, that's what I done. You know, I took notes. And leading to my third year, man, I feel like in that offseason, I took a huge jump. You know, I was like, I'm worried about my body, my legs, hammies. You know, I want to be able to be on the field with my teammates. You know, I want to be able to be out there, you know, entire time, you know, and work on my craft at the same time. So I feel like, man, after that, the second year, going to my third, man, that's when I hopped in, you know, Pilates, yoga, you know, trying to do little things, man, really my core, you know, and I've really been sticking to Pilates and yoga the entire time. So I feel like that's one thing that worked out for me now. And continue to do it.
I feel like someone needs to remind Nico he missed 5 games last year with a hamstring injury.
You know what? And I kind of kept waiting and what I hoped I was going to hear because NFL teams do a really good job of educating their guys about this is the rest component of it. Because you do, you know, we have a tendency to just like, okay, I got to do something. There is just simple sleep. It's like no matter how many articles you read about it or podcasts you listen to, you never quite believe it, especially young guys. And I don't know. I don't know if he might go to bed at 9 p.m. every night. I don't know. But I love hearing athletes, as we had with the Astros when Bregman learned from Verlander to get his ridiculous amount of sleep that he gets.
Yes.
Or whatever it is. The sleep is so, so huge. And the NFL teams really drive because they try to – they try to teach their coaches about it. Coaches are a real hard student when it comes to embracing the importance of sleep.
Yep.
But when it comes to soft tissue injuries, the sleep and nutrition is huge. So I was hoping to hear that, and he didn't say anything about sleep or nutrition. And maybe that's maybe they just didn't get to it in the conversation. But I really, really hope that he, like every other young athlete that you care about, really understands just getting that, and you need more sleep than the average human too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you need your brain to rest as well as your body.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Look, whatever Nico's doing is working, obviously. Like, he's become one of the best receivers in football. I was...
not on the injury report.
No, that's where I was going. That's what I was just about to say. Yeah. Is that he was in that cut, he was almost referring to the injuries like they were this compartmentalized thing from his first 2 years that he sort of figured out. I'm like, no, man. Like, that was a big five-game... That was a five-game stretch, Seth, that included... I won't say they ruined CJ Stroud, because by the end of the season, CJ, I thought, was back to looking a lot like the CJ from 2023. I thought in the playoffs, even in that Kansas City game, even though they only scored however many points, you know, 16, 14, whatever it was, I thought he made a lot of good throws there. But that stretch of week 7, 8, and 9, Green Bay, Indy at home, and then that Jets game on Thursday night, Nico missed all those games. You know, Nico missed the Detroit Lions game where they could have really used him in the second half of that football game. So it was he's got to be healthy. Like, that's the one, other than CJ Stroud, that's the guy on offense right there. It's Nico Collins. You know, there's nobody on the offensive line. There's nobody else in that receiver room. They've got depth at running back now. You could have said that about Mixon too before they're bringing Chubb in now. Nico is the straw that stirs the drink outside of CJ Stroud.
The other thing about the offense, though, too, is look at, all right, the levels of the offense and how it relates to the passing game, where now what they're hoping is that Woody Marks, as a running back, can be a big part of the passing game. You'd love to see Dalton Schultz look more like he did 2 years ago, and they're very excited about the way Cade Stover looks. Yep. That's the other, you know, if what you did really see last year was, okay, we go into the preseason and Bobby Slowick has all these visions in his mind that he's going to be like the greatest show on turf back in the day, and they weren't well-rounded. And it's just, there's three, if you have three really good wide receivers, but a defense decides to take them away and you can't run the ball, you don't have a developed running back element in the passing game, your tight ends aren't playing well, you're kind of left out in the lurch.
Yep.
And hopefully this year, if Nico Gutt does get hurt, have the tight ends more involved, have the running backs more involved, just have a well-rounded passing attack that can attack every area of the field.
Yep.
And it looks good on paper right now, but obviously Nick Caley we know nothing about. We just have to see that.
Chris Long does a really good job in these interviews. He among the former athlete podcasters, he's near the top of the list for me.
He definitely – well, you know, you can tell that he prepares for the interview.
Yes.
He really – he's got – he watches film. Like, he'll bring up things from the previous year. So he watches a lot of football. And that for a guy who doesn't live in Houston, he'll bring up – things that I know very few other non-Houston reporters would bring up.
Yes.
You know, like they mentioned even Danico Autry, they talked about for a little bit. Chris does a real – plus he's got a really good interviewing style because he's just so low-key.
Mm-hmm.
He's really just – it just feels like somebody might just be sitting in the locker room with a new teammate or something, just chopping it up.
But
he's not trying too hard to – you know, have his personality take over.
And yet he's awesome on the technical side of things. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But he does it in a way that's really consumable. And he's got that little streak in him of like people like me that are like, oh, ask him who the most underrated this or that is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like all the superlatives that I like, you know, that don't mean anything, but they're totally subjective. He loves asking about stuff like that.
It is. Yeah. Asking players about their teammates, as we've seen with, Derek Stingley, the best answer he gave in his press conference where the average answer was how long? 6 seconds?
6.3 seconds, yep.
Somebody asked him about Dino Vasso, the defensive backs coach, and he tripled his average.
He did.
With an 18-second
He was prolific.
Answer, yeah.
It was amazing, yeah.
And turned into a chatty Cathy.
He was, and I did my, I had my Stingley to average player conversion chart in front of me. 18 seconds from Stingley, it turns out, is the equivalent of 2 minutes and 52 seconds from any other human being. He was very, very chatty, yes. All right, we'll hear more from Nico in the 7 o'clock hour on CJ Stroud. Some good stuff on CJ that we'll get to. Reasons for optimism. For all 32 teams, did they nail the one for the Texans in the article on PFF that we're going to hit at the top of the hour? We'll talk about that. Let's do some headlines coming up next. Great weekend for the Astros. The true end of a saga of a former first-round pick is over now. We'll get to that as well. Big trade in MLB last night. You may be just waking up to it. We'll tell you. Rafael Devers traded. We'll get you the details on that. And a re-signing by the Rockets that I think has everybody giving it a thumbs up. So we'll get to all that in headlines coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.